All right, every Friday morning, we try to get a little sneak peek. Anything worth checking out, new in theaters or also new at home. Once again, with another installment of the Buttery Popcorn Report, it's our man, Lights, Camera, Jackson. Good morning, Jax.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great today. How are you?
I'm good. I am good. We have a big weekend of movies.
Excellent. What's on top here? What is going to be the most talked about film this weekend?
It's a battle, to be honest. Some people think Jack Reacher is going to win. Some people think Madea is going to win.
You know, there was a funny Snapchat filter earlier in the week, and it was Madea. So you were transformed into Madea, and then all of a sudden she came out of the corner and she's like, boo! And then it was a plug for their Halloween movie, obviously.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, let's start there because this is the 9th time Tyler Perry has played Madea on the big screen. It's unbelievable.
Wow, 9th time?
Yeah, and it comes 3 years after A Madea Christmas, which I saw on Christmas Eve 2013 and thought was pretty funny. Now we have A Madea Halloween. If anybody out there saw the movie Top 5 with Chris Rock from 2 years ago, you know that there was a scene in the movie in which Chris Rock's character was in a multiplex, and he saw that a bunch of people were going to see a then-fictitious movie called Boo, A Madea Halloween.
Really?
That's pretty funny, actually.
That is funny.
Lionsgate saw Top 5, and they called up Tyler Perry and said, you know, we actually like that idea. Can you turn this into a
That's
real
great.
Movie? And Tyler Perry goes, you're serious, right? You really want me to do this? But he came up with a concept, and now we really have Boo, A Madea Halloween.
That's classic.
Now, I've been seeing a ton of promos and trailers for Jack Reacher. This actually looks really good, but is it?
Yeah, it's interesting because Tom Cruise hasn't been in a movie that's been released in October in 30 years. It's kind of a weird time to put out a big action Tom Cruise movie. But you've got Jack Reacher, Never Go Back. Sequel to a 2012 movie called Jack Reacher actually didn't do very well here in the U.S., only about $80 million. But you've got Tom Cruise back in this role. This is how dramatic the plot is. I'm going to quote IMDb. Jack Reacher must uncover the truth behind a major government conspiracy in order to clear his name. On the run as a fugitive from the law, Reacher uncovers a potential secret from his past that could change his life forever.
All right, well, that actually sounds terrible. So, I don't know. And also, Rotten Tomatoes, by the way, and some of the professional film critics are panning it. It's just another, it seems like it has the potential to be another Tom Cruise letdown. Another letdown.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of headlines that say Tom Cruise needs to get back into top form. I mean, he's been in some good movies over the past few years. Edge of Tomorrow was great, and he gave a fantastic performance in the musical Rock of Ages.
Hmm. All right. Now, Ouija, by the way, people like.
People do. Yeah, Ouija Origin of Evil is out. It's the horror film for the weekend. This is actually a prequel to the 2014 hit that is based on the classic Hasbro board game. New director to this franchise, his name is Mike Flanagan. He's done some other horror films, but he didn't do the first Ouija. And yeah, reviews have been decent on this so far. This
I don't remember.
Pretty well.
Did you see the first Ouija?
I did not see the first Ouija, no. But this one looks interesting because the classic look to it, it's set a few decades ago. It could be pretty good, pretty scary.
You ever play the Ouija board? You ever do that?
No, I've never played Ouija.
Oh,
I've
played
Battleship plenty of times.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's
same thing.
All right, how about, quickly with the Zach Galifianakis, it feels like the movies that he's in should be bigger comedic hits than they are. Is that a fair statement as we kind of assess his career right now?
Yeah, that's a fair statement. Keeping Up with the Joneses is out this weekend. It's him, it's Isla Fisher, John Hamm, and Gal Gadot, the new Wonder Woman. It's basically a couple people get caught up in a spy caper. It does not look funny at all. I think this is going to bomb this weekend for sure. It looks absolutely awesome.
Chrissy thinks it looks
fantastic. I think it looks hilarious.
Really?
I don't know why, but maybe it's just the previews I've seen. I just think it looks funny. I love Zach Galifianakis, and I'm rooting for him every time I watch him in a movie, because he makes me laugh. So.
Stick to Between Two Ferns. All right, so New at Home, quickly, as we take you take us through the New at Home journey? I think it's a good going to be a good weekend to stay in, right? Cooler temperatures. You know, people want
snuggle.
People want horror. They want something fun to do. They may not want to leave the house.
Right, but unfortunately, the three options that I'm going to give you guys aren't that great.
They're not fun. They're horrible, is what you're saying.
Yeah, Independence Day Resurgence was terrible. This is one of the worst movies of the year so far. Disaster sequel to the 96 classic. I gave it a D-. Alice Through the Looking Glass. The second trip to Wonderland isn't much fun and isn't much better than the first one. I gave that a C-. Also gave a C- to Cafe Society, which is the latest romance from Woody Allen. Really lacks a lot. Lot of charm.
And the 17th annual Film Columbia Festival is happening in Chatham, and I know that you wanted to talk about and promote that a little bit.
A little bit, yes. I'm going to some of the films over the next week or so. You can get some tickets for any of the movies. A lot of them are still available. FilmColumbia.org. And yeah, it's a big festival. They show a lot of big award season contenders. Jackie, which is the Natalie Portman movie where she plays Jackie Kennedy. And also Lion, which is with Dev Patel, Rooney Mara, and Nicole Kidman. Those are two of the big award season films that are going to be shown at the Crandall Theater over the next week. So yeah, FilmColumbia.org. It's a great festival. Been going there now 5 years.
And we appreciate everything from you. And if people want more, how can they get that?
They can go to the all-new lights-camera-jackson.com. It's the same address, but it's a brand-new website. It's got a fantastic new look to it.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, you can go there for all kinds
of
clips.
It really is good.
Everything.
All right.
Yeah.
Play the Ouija. Go to Toys R Us. snag yourself a Ouija board. And have a little fun.
It's a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. By the way, guys, last night I listened to the song Mbop for the first time in my life, and I'm trying to figure out what really Mbop actually means. Like, what does it mean to you guys?
I don't know. If we ever dedicate 20 minutes to 1998, we'll let you know. We got to run, Jackson. I love you, man. Love you, brother.